The Ibero American Action League and others in Rochester's Latino community say cuts to bilingual education in the Rochester City School District's budget target an already marginalized population. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Part of the budget proposal includes closing the Bilingual Academy, which serves students displaced from Puerto Rico. Julio Sanz with the Bureau says that thousands of Spanish-speaking families from Puerto Rico came to Rochester after Hurricane Maria, and again this winter due to devastating earthquakes. He says they need bilingual education.
A lot of those folks didn't come here with any preparation. So not only do the kids need help learning English, but the parents as well.
An educational gap is already forming ahead of the final budget decisions. Beverly Roseborough with the Bureau helps connect Spanish-speaking families and students with educational support. She says that for the past 6 weeks, with schools closed due to the coronavirus, many families that receive support from the program she coordinates have been unable to connect with schools due to a language barrier and a lack of response. She says it's putting their education in jeopardy.
Their kids have been home since a month now, a month and a half almost, and they haven't connected with the school. That's terrible.
She says that families who need student support can reach out to a bureau for assistance. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.